Hello again, this is Dr. Schwartzbein back with another of my Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is the dangers of continuous combined therapy. By continuous combined therapy, I mean taking both estradiol and progesterone all month long. I hear from so many women that they are taking hormones this way, whether it's a single pill they take each day, topical creams, or any other form that combines both estradiol and progesterone. No matter how it's done, taking progesterone all month long is harmful. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about the continuous combined use of hormone drugs. You already know that using hormone drugs in any manner is harmful. What I'm talking about is using bioidentical hormones in a continuous combined manner. As I've told you previously, just because you're using bioidentical hormones doesn't necessarily mean that what you are doing is either effective or safe. Taking bioidentical hormones in a continuous combined manner is just as harmful as taking hormone drugs in a continuous combined manner. The only difference is that it may take longer for the harm to show up with bioidentical hormones because they're not as strong as the hormone drugs. They take longer to adversely affect you. I know that continuous combined may be easier and more convenient. You don't have to keep track of what to take on what day, and you just do the same thing all month long. And by taking both E2 and P4 constantly, you avoid having a period again. I know that women like this idea, and I can certainly understand why. But I have to tell you, this is a case in which you can't just do what is easiest or most convenient. You need to understand there are physiological consequences to taking bioidentical hormones incorrectly. And taking progesterone every day is incorrect. It goes against nature, against normal physiology. The reason is that the progesterone cancels out the effect of the estradiol. This is why I often refer to continuous combined as suppression therapy, because it suppresses the effect of estradiol and thus eliminates the benefits of estradiol. It's counterproductive. Not only does it negate the supplemental estradiol you're taking, it negates the effect of the small amount of estradiol your body still naturally produces even in menopause. So you're actually worse off than if you took no supplemental hormones at all. Taking hormones in a continuous combined manner causes headaches, sleep disruption, weight gain around the middle, and abnormal cholesterol levels. Maybe not initially, but it will eventually. And these conditions increase your risk for degenerative diseases like heart disease, cancer, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia, and stroke. It's true. It may take as long as 5 to 10 years to manifest, but it will happen. So if this is such a bad idea, why were you told to do it in the first place? Well, the idea of continuous combined therapy was contrived years ago, back in the 1950s, when it was learned that estrogen-only therapy, in simple terms, taking Premarin by itself, was causing uterine cancer. So the drug company, remember we're talking hormone drugs here, this is before anyone was using bioidentical hormones for menopause. So the drug company figured out that taking a progesterone-type drug, what's called a progestin, together with the estrogen drug, the Premarin, pretty much solved the uterine cancer problem. So they had women take the progestin drug, the most popular being Provera at the time, for 11 to 15 days of each month to cause a withdrawal bleed. Very much like the way in which the body produced progesterone before menopause, for 14 days out of each month. But they ran into a problem. The Provera, a hormone drug, causes side effects like weight gain, water retention, irritability, hair loss. By taking Provera, women ended up feeling worse than before they started taking it, and to make matters worse, they had to have their withdrawal period again. So lots of women just stopped taking the Provera, going back to just Premarin alone, and of course ran into trouble with their uterus. Thickening of the uterine lining that caused irregular and heavy bleeding, or which became full-blown uterine cancer. Well, this certainly wasn't good for business. So they had to come up with a plan. They combined the estrogen and progestin drugs, the Premarin and the Provera, into a single drug called Prempro to be taken every day in a continuous combined manner. They determined that taking smaller amounts of the progestin all month long reduced the uterine complication problem and reduced the side effects from the progestin, making it more tolerable. And of course, no periods. What a stroke of genius. Unfortunately, in coming up with this solution for protecting the uterus, it appears nobody took into consideration the effects on a woman's overall health of taking a progestin every day. of giving the body on a daily basis a hormone, okay, well, in this case, a hormone drug that the body was never used to having on a daily basis. When they finally got around to studying this method in the WHI, I assume you've heard of the WHI. It's the Women's Health Initiative that began in the late 1990s. Well, in the WHI for a period of years, they studied women taking PremPro, continuous combined therapy. Now, they didn't conduct the WHI to find out if continuous combined therapy was safe. They were actually trying to determine if hormone therapy was effective for reducing the increased risks of heart disease, cancer, and Alzheimer's dementia that is higher in menopausal women. But that's a story for another day. Anyway, they studied thousands of women taking PremPro for a period of years, and what did they find? The results showed that continuous combined therapy increases the risk of heart attacks, Alzheimer's, dementia, diabetes, stroke, and breast cancer. So there was sufficient concern about these findings that they stopped the study prematurely. Now, just so you're clear, the continuous combined issue holds true whether you use hormone drugs or bioidentical hormones, because the hormone imbalances caused by either is the same, mainly lower estradiol effect and increased insulin and cortisol levels. So don't be fooled, even if you're doing bioidentical hormones and you're taking them in a continuous combined manner. This is the same hormone effect that will occur. Okay, we need to wrap this up and put things in perspective. Remember, we are trying to do is treat menopause by restoring hormone balance. Make it like it used to be. So with hormone restoration, you need to mimic the way your body used to make your sex hormones. Essentially, estradiol all month long and progesterone for about 14 days each month, what's called cycling therapy. That's the only effective and safe way to do it. So if you're currently on continuous combined therapy and have been doing so for less than 1 year, and you haven't been on oral forms of the hormones, you may be able to just stop and switch over to cycling therapy. However, if you have been on continuous combined therapy for over 1 year, or you've been taking your hormones orally in a pill, you won't be able to just stop cold turkey. You'll have to gradually transition from continuous combined to cycling therapy so that you just don't feel terrible doing this. But there are too many variables to take into consideration, so I can't be more specific right now. But you do need to talk to your doctor about why continuous combined therapy is not safe and how to switch you to cycling therapy in a way that causes you to have the least side effects. For those of you who have it, there's more information about this topic and how to talk to your doctor about it in the Menopause Power Take Charge Guide. Okay, time's up again. Gotta go. Next time, we'll talk about sleep disruption in menopause, why it happens, and what to do about it. Until then, be good to yourself.